escape already.
No escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1999, a new construction crew lifted off aboard Space Shuttle Discovery to continue building the International Space Station.
And liftoff of Space Shuttle Discovery, the first mission to dock with the orbiting International Space Station. And the vehicle has cleared the tower.
Multiple spacewalks were performed to continue getting the station ready for its first crew, and 80 hours were spent unloading supplies into the station modules. In 1969, even before the first boot prints were left on the moon, NASA began development work on a lunar dune buggy for future astronauts to drive on the moon. Born today in 1911, actor Vincent Price, a familiar face in the horror movie boom of the 1950s, and a familiar voice if you've ever heard Thriller. In 1922, fellow Hammer horror veteran Christopher Lee was born.
What if I told you that the Republic was now under the control of the Dark Lord of the Sith?
No, that's not possible. The Jedi would be aware of it.
The dark side of the Force has clouded their vision, my friend. Hundreds of senators are now under the influence of a Sith Lord called Darth Sidious.
I don't believe you.
The Viceroy of the Trade Federation was once in league with this Darth Sidious. But he was betrayed 10 years ago by the Dark Lord. He came to me for help. He told me everything. You must join me, Obi-Wan. And together, we will destroy the Sith.
Happy birthday to writer Harlan Ellison, born today in 1934. Lee Merriweather was born in 1935 and went on to become Catwoman in the 1960s Batman series. Neil Finn, frontman of Crowded House and former member of Split Enz, was born today in 1958. On this day in 1969, Jeffrey Hunter, Star Trek's original TV captain, died. He had only played the role once in the first pilot episode, The Cage.
What's been on your mind, Chris? The fight on Rigel 7?
Shouldn't it be? My own yeoman and two others dead, 7 injured.
Was there anything you personally could have done to prevent it?
Oh, I should have smelled trouble when I saw the swords in the armor. Instead of that, I let myself get trapped in that deserted fortress and attacked by one of their warriors.
Chris, you set standards for yourself no one could meet. You treat everyone on board like a human being except yourself. Well, now you're tired and you...
You bet I'm tired. You bet. I'm tired of being responsible for 203 lives and... I'm tired of deciding which mission is too risky and which isn't, and who's going on the landing party and who doesn't, and who lives and who dies.
In 2011, actor Jeff Conaway died. Known to millions from his appearances in Grease and Taxi, he was also known to sci-fi and fantasy fans for regular roles on Babylon 5 and Wizards and Warriors.
All right. I want write-ups on every incident that happens in the next 10 hours. Anything they say, I want it taken down for analysis. Maybe there's a connection. Maybe there's just a whole lot of full moons out there somewhere all lined up, beaming bozo rays into everybody's brains. But either way, I want answers.
In 1971, the apes came to modern-day Earth in Escape from the Planet of the Apes.
Zira, are you mad? Dr. Milo, please do not call my wife mad.
I did not call her mad. I merely asked her if she was, and I repeat the question. Are you mad?
I hate deceit. Well, there is a time for truth, and a time not for lies, but for silence. And until we know who our friends are and who our enemies...
And how in the name of God are we to know that unless we communicate? We can speak, so I spoke.
And we can listen.
In an attempt to bring the sprawling simian sci-fi saga back to a more earthly budget, the third Planet of the Apes movie had only 3 apes in it, and they fell back in time to modern-day Earth, setting the stage for the 2 remaining movies in the cycle. In 2006, Doctor Who went back in time to the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II, and the fight to keep history on track went down to the wire.
Yoo-hoo.
I think that must be me. This one's smart as paint.
Is she talking to us?
Oh my God, it's her, that woman off the telly.
No, it's just using her image.
What are you?
I'm the Wire, and I will gobble you up.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was rated and prone to spiral pain.